All right, our next one is the paradoxical vocal cord motion with Jess Mason and Scott Weingard.
Loved this one.
Very interesting.
We actually have a patient that comes to County that's comes in with this. It's actually a little bit more than this. He comes in with a whole anaphylactic type reaction. His tongue is swollen.
Right.
You can hear the stridor across the room. Every single time I fall for it, the nurses luckily recognize him each time. But horribly scary airway sounds. And we do epi. We do benzos. According to the docs, they've actually intubated him a couple times. I'm not clear if we're talking about the same guy, but when I brought it up the other day, I don't think this is something that one of the warnings that they're mentioning is to make sure that you don't mistakenly assume this is a benign airway.
Right.
And have it, but I can't imagine mistakenly assuming this is a benign airway. It's a horribly scary sound.
Right. But I think, you know, we have those patients that come in often, you know, our quote unquote frequent flyers that we kind of know what their MO is, like this patient that Kathy was talking about. I think one pearl to take away is just to still not take it lightly. You know, always consider everybody a true emergency or a true medical reason, because you don't want to be caught without being prepared. You don't want to be caught without your airway supplies there, or, you know, the doctor at bedside or whatever that you would need for that patient. You want to make sure that you're always prepared just in case. That would be horrible to think, oh, this person's here again. We already know that they're not serious. They're just faking it. They just want these medications. And then all of a sudden, you know, they go into respiratory arrest and you're not prepared because, you know, your previous thoughts of this patient. So just always be prepared no matter what.
I 100% agree. Get all airway equipment to bedside. Be prepared for an intubation. Be prepared for a difficult airway. But know that there's other options that sometimes take that breath, look at the patient.
Right.
Figure out, do all the puzzle pieces fit? And know that there are things like this, like paradoxical vocal cord, that can cause the same scary symptoms, but it can still be a stable airway.